This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This show is brought to you by Scooney Side by Side. Boy, I tell you, if you've got a side-by-side Polaris, Honda, Razor, doesn't make any difference. Scooney is the shop that you need to go to. They're in El Cajon at 7536. That's the phone number. Sorry about that. 202 Greenfield Drive in El Cajon. You can call them at 619-499-7536. You should make an appointment. Desert season is just starting up. They've got special deals going on. Equipment for your side-by-side. They've got a Fosgate sound system that, I mean, the prices are so low, I can't even hardly tell you. So you need to give them a call, 619-499-7536. Ron is not doing too well right now. He's in the hospital. We're all saying our prayers and good wishes. Mm-hmm. So if you can, you could really help out by taking your side-by-side over there, do some service on it, do some upgrades, do an oil change, do whatever you need to do just to help, because I got a sneaky feeling this is not going to be super cheap for him when it gets done being in the hospital. So our hearts and prayers go for him. Also, crystal clear detailing. Everybody needs to clean their rigs. I personally don't like doing it, so I use crystal clear. They will clean everything from motorhomes to boats to RVs, motorcycles, travel trailers, side-by-side, buggies, trucks, you name it. If it's got wheels, or even if it doesn't have wheels, you need it detailed, give Crystal Clear Detailing a call, 858-229-3669, or you can follow them on Instagram at KCD_San Diego. Miguel will be more than happy to help you. Just make sure you tell him heard it right here on STORC Dirt Radio. And last but not least, tired of that wussy exhaust system on your vehicle? Well, if you want a California legal exhaust system with a nice growl to it, give Ed Hansen Mufflers a call, 619-698-7033, or go to hansenmuffler@gmail.com, where all your pipe dreams come true. These guys really bend over backwards. They'll take care of any and all your needs. They've got cat-back exhaust systems. And like I said, everything they do is California legal. 619-698-7030. All right, we got Audrey and Ed in the house, and I'm sure they've got some updated information on what's going on out in our desert. Since the desert is officially, the season has started.
Oh, yeah. It is deep in. We had our Lost Lizard event, which is typically our opener for us because, you know, we have to prep Halloween weekend to get ready for it. But a month deep right now and lots are going on. If you're not out in the desert, I want to do a shout out to Michelle at Rigs and Brews. She is, you know, at what? 7 minutes from the studio right now over at Duck Brewing Company off Kinmar Road in Miramar. And they're doing a fundraiser today, and it's the Rigs and Brews Meetup. So there's a lot of really awesome rigs over there, some overlanding setups, some really built to the tilt Jeeps and Yodas are over there. There's a new Bronco there. I tried to stop by. They started at 11. They end at 2 today. They have a big raffle at 1:30. They'll have a couple of different vendors and stuff on site today. So you should go check them out. It's dog friendly down over at Duckfoot Brewing Company. They're going till 2 o'clock today. If you're not busy next weekend, we have Corral Canyon cleanup going on. So it's one of our annual things that we do. Corral Canyon is our backyard, our forest playground. Beautiful rocky trails and some just nice fire trails. And if you do the Espinosa Loop, be ready for some wisps, because Trail Maintenance Day is next weekend, and hopefully we'll get that trimmed back.
The Desert Pinstripe?
Yes, the Desert Pinstripes.
So we'll be out there trimming trails.
Yes.
Trimming the branches away from the trail so that we can get through a little bit easier. And if you've never been up to, is it Los Pinos? At the top of the mountain at the lookout, there's a fantastic view from up there.
Yeah, the fire tower.
And there's a single track trail that goes up for motorcycles. And there's a dirt paved road that goes up on one, the east side. And then the dirt road goes down on the west side. And you can take that and get into the Espinosa Trail that way.
Yeah. And bring gloves, loppers, brush removal. Even if you have those little electric trimmers, you can do that. This group will provide all the bags and pickup sticks. We want to thank Tierra del Sol, San Diego Four Wheeler, California Four Wheel Drive Association, of course, San Diego Off-Road Coalition, Forest Service, Department of Agriculture, and the Corva Group. They're, I guess, an ORW is one of your sponsors, and I'm sure they're all going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up trash. You can call 858-243-1114 for more information, or 619-971-3922. Or you can just look all over the social media and you'll hear and see. I guess you're doing Toys for Tots as well. You're going to have people bring unwrapped toys.
Yep, bringing out unwrapped toys for the Toys for Tots drive. Their Tierra del Sol does every year. They do a delivery meetup group with the Jeep Club, I believe. And then they usually, I think last year they donated, well, they filled like 3 U-Haul trucks with toys, and as well as raised like $9,000 for military families.
Wow, that's
all
amazing.
In all, for what they did. And that was, you know, a lot of the San Diego Jeep Club and Tierra del Sol just giving back to the community as much as that we can. It's what we love to do when we get together.
So be at Four Corners, 8:30 in the morning for a light refreshment. And again, don't forget to bring that unwrapped toy for the Toys for Tots.
That's next weekend on
Bo
Saturday.
Bo is sending probably something that we haven't said right.
Yes.
See, I told you, don't forget the raffle.
Well, ORW is the sponsor of it. You can thank Marco Chop, the manager of the El Cajon ORW, and or Jace at the San Diego ORW. Or you can go up to Escondido and see one of the Escondido guys. So ORW's got you covered across the board. You got any trailer work you need done? South Coast RV is another one of the sponsors. You get your trailers up there, whether you get your flat tow and your rig out, depending on what you've got, because Corral Canyon, you get some pretty built rigs going out there, so most of them get towed out. You might need some trailer work done. It's always time right now when you're hauling your rigs. You want to make sure your wheel bearings are good to go. You've got your trailer serviced properly. Your brakes are good, so you can head
all
on
your
out.
Lights are working.
All your lights are working.
It's always a trailer.
And don't forget
problem.
To return to Four Corners for the raffle, because that's when and where it's going to be. And you'll get lunch, so you get kind of a light refreshment breakfast, and you'll get a nice lunch. Who's providing the lunch?
Oh, of course, the San Diego
Off-Road
Coalition.
Is Bo making bologna and cheese sandwiches again?
No, Bo gets Mary's Donuts for us for the morning.
Mary's Donuts.
Yes, and then we'll have some waters for you, and then we do hot dogs and chips for the afternoon.
Okay, so I have to somewhere in this show start guilting him, because he keeps, now he's starting to yell at me that I'm giving him a hard time. I said, I'm only doing it to get you on air. So we'll have to pound on him and his crumpled up Toyota. His crumpled up Toyota that he sold.
Bo is our off air conversations is with Bo. You don't want Bo
on
air.
He sold that truck?
No, he's got a face for radio.
No, yeah, he has 83 Yoda is gone.
Yeah, he got rid of it.
That's hard to believe. I thought that was a part of his
identity.
Yeah,
but he got something else.
I think it was an 85.
Something
better. Yeah, I think he got a Nissan. I'm not sure.
Something that has a square inch that's not scratched.
Yeah,
and probably. He's still got his razor.
He's not really getting a Nissan. I was waiting for a flare-up. That didn't work. I think he's sticking with Toyota. Somebody said he bought a brand new truck, but I can't imagine him buying a brand new truck. But
I don't know. He has his
Dodge. Here it comes. I knew I had to do it.
We just
got to
talk about Bo.
3 messages. Oh, not going on air. Too shy. Okay.
Too shy. Well, too that's shy. Why he sends Patrick or Bill, or hopefully
good
this
job,
time we can get
Audrey.
Vicky in
or Vicky. Yeah,
yeah, nice. Vicky's great. Yeah.
She has the greatest rig.
Yeah.
So I won't be going to the desert, the Corral Canyon cleanup trail day because the Desert Advisory Council is meeting the same day in Palm Desert, and I've been reappointed to the Desert Advisory Council. So if you have a problem with a Bureau of Land Management office and you don't know how to solve it, you go to the Desert Advisory Council meeting and you stand up and you talk about your problem, and the Desert Advisory Council members will All help right. you solve your problem.
Bo says there's a break. Move on.
With the BLM.
What is he, the director? This is SDORC Dirt Radio FM
96.1
AM 1170.
The answer.
Power on.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller Mobile Tire and Service. That's right, they're now doing full service. Whether you have a little truck, big truck, medium truck, or even a car, tires of all sizes, even lawn equipment, anything with that has a tire that puts air in it or not even put air in it, Wayne can come up with that tire. But they've also decided to expend their abilities by doing oil changes, tune-ups, alignment, brakes, shocks, everything under the hood, everything under the vehicle. Ricky can definitely hook you up, 619-596-2800. Give them a call. They still have their mobile tire service, so that hasn't gone anywhere. So you don't need to worry about that. But what you do need to do is get over there and thank them for sponsoring our show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So back to what you were saying before I rudely interrupted you with a commercial.
Darn commercials. So I won't be at the Corral Canyon Trail Day. I'm going to be in Palm Desert with the Bureau of Land Management trying to sort out all the problems that people have with the BLM. And we'll hear some presentations. So next month, I will give you a report on what happened in Palm Desert.
So one of the things is there's new dust testing stations at Superstition that I saw. I would like you to ask questions about the dust monitoring stations at OW and the dust monitoring stations at Superstition. It definitely worries me. I know that they also have them down in like Hopeville and a couple of other places. So I know it's not just our deserts, but the fact that they have dust testing stations in the center of the desert just really worries me with what they're doing with the Air Pollution Control District right now, especially because the ones in OW, they've got dust monitoring stations right next to where the military does all their touchdowns. So, you know, they've got the Ospreys coming in
it's easy
and
to
a couple
blame.
Of other different little things.
Well, no, they'll blame
in.
It on you guys.
They'll blame it on us,
well,
off-roaders.
It's easy, but it's near the airport. The dirt airport.
The dirt
runway.
Airport.
No, I know, but they'll use that just like they did at Oceana Dunes. Yeah. They'll use other.
If they have it like miles from the airport, that, then it's like we don't have a good
argument.
Know, a good argument. Thank you.
I could come back
it's just
to,
difficult.
They, to utilize.
Mm-hmm. There's just problems. They're always trying to find something. So yes. Thank you, Audrey. I'll look into that dust monitoring at Superstition. I don't know where that's taking place. Is it up on top? I don't know.
It's near the back, near through what used to be Three Fingers, which is now more. There's like five fingers back there now. But
yeah, a hand?
Yeah, it's a hand.
We just call it the hand.
The tower, it's at the base of the tower station, but it's not on the back side. It's on our side. So that's what worries me on the monitors there. And we need to know what's going on with that. You know, the thing about the Desert Advisory Council is it's a great thing with the Bureau of Land Management. When you look at Moab and what's going on with Moab, it is the Bureau of Land Management that made that decision to close the 317 miles with the pressure that comes through. There's a huge thing with going on right now with Moab and that. They got their I think it's their congressman. I don't know if he's the senator or the congressman, Mike Lee.
It's Senator Mike Lee.
Yeah, to run a bill, which is the offense that the Blue Ribbon Coalition is working on for that. And it, having the backing of the Bureau of Land Management to support the bill that goes through with their land. Because it's how the land is managed and what controls the management of the land that is key, right? So the Desert Advisory Council helps us here to manage our land and go. And we need that because we want the Bureau of Land Management to work hand in hand with the stakeholders and with the users. It's imperative. You can see, great work that's been done. And then you have, you know, another state like Utah with the Bureau of Land Management in Utah with the trails that were recently closed.
And they've gone a little bit rogue over there.
Yeah.
So Mike Lee introduced a bill called the Historic Roadways Protection Act. And that bill will say that no federal money can be used for the BLM managing and closing those trails until all the lawsuits are settled. Right? Yeah. Because the BRC is suing, saying you guys didn't follow the correct procedures when
wouldn't
you closed those 317 miles
be,
of trails.
Wouldn't that be common sense?
You would think
you
so.
You can't close anything until, you know, it's run through the courts.
Right. You would think that would be common sense. Mm-hmm. And they didn't follow.
But see, this administration doesn't follow any rules.
No, it's emotional.
They just say if they want to close it. Well, like the fact that they want to reimburse all these kids for their tuition and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do it. Well, guess what? They're working on another way to take the money out of our pockets and pay these kids off anyway. So that's why I'm saying this administration does not follow the rules and regulations. So you're right. Groups like yours and Blue Coalition, they've got to work extra hard to fight the fight. And we need your help, folks. You can't just keep sitting around complaining. You got to get involved. You got to join SDRC. You got to join CORVA. You got to join Blue Ribbon.
Yes.
You got to join. You got to join these groups. If not, it's all going to close. I know I sound like a broken record, but once they close it, they'll never, ever, ever be reopened. And then what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You'll have a fire sale on all your toys. And no one will buy them because there'll be no place to take them or put them.
Yeah. I just saw a meme today with a guy with his whole complete overlanding rig, and it's like $20,000 truck, $80,000 in gear to go and travel anywhere that I want to. And it has him set up in a Walmart parking lot.
Exactly.
Just with his whole gear, everything set out and out. And it says AB 2030, there's nowhere to go.
And that's exactly the trick, unless you like.
It was perfect. It was like the best Walmart meme. Right, because with what they're trying to do with the Assembly Bill 2030 and with the Federal Bill 3030 and what they're trying to do by locking up our land, 30% of the land, air, and water, they're literally taking away all of our recreation. And what just kills
me is, and if they can get 30, they'll go for more.
They'll go for 40 in the next decade.
Then 50. Yeah. Then
exactly.
60.
Exactly. Yeah, it truly scares me because we are low impact recreation. I mean, when I heard that the other day, I was like, that is the best description I think that I have ever
heard.
We are low impact recreation.
It looks like the normal desert.
Do you remember when the Sierra Club used to fight for you guys? Back in the day.
That's before my time.
Got paid $200 million and now they're against you.
I don't remember it at all. But
I never
too young. I'm too young.
I'm too young.
I got to quit reading is what I've got to quit doing. But the left gave the Sierra Club over two.
You would think the Sierra Club would be in support of us because we're outdoor recreation.
I know, but they were. When it first came to be, it was. It fought tooth and nail for you guys.
Wow.
And then they got it. They got a nice big, and they keep continually getting money from the left to keep fighting us.
Yeah, well, I heard one of the new things that they're trying to do is basically get rid of hunters
Right.
And get rid of fishermen.
Right.
So us, I mean, I was a born and raised hunter gatherer.
Nope,
from
you're done.
From the time that I could, I had a gun in my hand and I was out walking the fields of El Centro. We were hunting pheasants. We were out in the mountains in Santa Isabel, Cuyamaca, hunting deer. I've walked all the valleys through there ever since I was a little kid. I remember hiking out with a deer on the back, you know, doing what we needed to do. Now it's a dying, it's I'm literally sorry. A dying
oh,
sport.
But they're okay with the wind farms on the east that are killing whales and other items, is by the way.
The birds don't like the windmills.
Yeah. Right. I raised turkeys, right? We have turkeys. I raised turkeys. I was going to bring one of my turkeys, beautiful, beautiful turkey, for Thanksgiving dinner, and my family wouldn't eat it. Because it's not from the store. So we're so out of out of touch with it that if anything were to happen to us or go down, like, what do they do? Like, nobody can even handle taking care of themselves.
In that defense,
when you're hungry,
in that defense, I had a friend of mine, their family bought a pig. And they were going to raise it, butcher it, and eat it.
Yeah.
Then they named it.
Yeah, Jelly Belly. I've had a few.
And then they...
Once you name it, that's the end.
They did it. They butchered it, and nobody would eat it. They said it tasted. They cried. Everybody at the table cried. The mother, the kids. They were just heartbroken.
Some of the best sausage I've ever had in my life.
What you have to do is watch, you know, that program on National Geographic where they live in Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll starve to death, you'll eat it, and you'll be happy, and it'll taste really good.
Oh, it'll taste great.
But, you know, again, I can't overemphasize, you know, we sit here, and I'm sure you folks listen and say, geez, are they on this again? Yes, because if we don't, and if you don't spread the word, then you're not going to have a cool place to go out and have fun, whether it be off-road or whatnot, you know. It's just, you know, they're using your money. They're using your money to do the things to us that we are not asking them to do.
Yeah. Take away our recreational areas, that's for sure. So with the Desert Advisory Council, where are you guys touring? You're going on a tour this time?
We are touring the desert. I'm not quite sure, to be honest.
But you have to go to
the desert.
I
just show up and I hop in the vehicle and go out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember where the tour is.
This time.
Well, the public's not invited, so it's no sense.
Yeah, the public is invited.
Well, then
you can follow along.
Yeah.
So DAC members can ride with Bureau of Land Management staff.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, when I was on the DAC, I would go from car to car and spend an hour or so with each office manager. Right, there's 5 offices in the California Desert District, so I'd get a little ear time with each one and ask them what are their challenges. What are their successes? You know, find out what's going on. I think we're going to look at the sand to snow. I forget what they call that.
The trail that goes from the sea to the...
Not the trail, like the preserved area.
Oh.
I think. And we generally look at some renewable energy projects that are either planned or like they're finally starting out.
Well, that's a really good point right there. Renewable energy. I just saw a big article about the Salton Sea being full of lithium and them wanting to mine the Salton Sea. So yeah. I would love to know what the Bureau of Land Management thinks about what Newsom, sorry, excuse me, Salton Sea. And because you know, this year's budget, there was $5 billion from the state of California set aside for the Salton Sea and
the only way the Salton Sea will be saved is if China says don't do it.
Yeah, no. Or us logical people convince everybody of how horrible the electric world is and how much these batteries are wasteful and what they do for all the minerals, the cobalt, and what's needed for it.
Don't get me started. Let's take a quick break. SDORC, Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment's brought to you by SNS Off-Road Magazine. Go to snsormag.com for all your off road and desert news, everything from classified to stories to games to events to classifieds. And I don't know, are you still writing for them?
Yeah, I took some time off when I went on my big trip, but I'll be back.
But if you want to support the desert, SNS, ORMAG.com is a place to be. They're online. They got way more content than they did when they were a magazine. You can subscribe, which helps them keep everything up and running. So make sure you go to SSORMAG.com.
Yeah.
So All right. So we're talking about, you know, they're going to have a, what do you call it? The council?
Oh, the Desert Advisory Council. Yeah, that's meeting next weekend.
That's what got me onto the lithium mine at the Salton Sea, because they're going to be at Palm Desert. So I was asking what they were touring. And then we talked about the renewal energy project. So I'm wondering if you can ask about a status of that and how that's going, and if any of the $5 billion has been spent that was set aside this year for it.
I don't know how much of that would take place on BLM land, to be honest. BLM land is near the Salton Sea, but it's not the Salton Sea. So you got to look at jurisdiction, who owns what. And, but I can certainly bring it up.
But I thought that they do. I thought that because the Bureau of Land Management has over by the mud pots and the north side of the Salton Sea.
They have land from Poline Road to Highway 86.
Yeah.
A lot of that land is theirs. But the other side?
Yeah,
of 86, I don't know. That's a lot of private over there.
When you go past Glamis North Hot Springs and you circle around to the other side, on the other side, there's a lot of BLM over there and near all that. That's all Bureau of Land Management. Yeah, so that's where I feel that they're going to do a large portion, because they can.
I don't know.
They have the room to build a plant. They have the room to build a nice little thing there, and they say that they're going to bring thousands of jobs too. That was a whole.
Oh, I was in Johnson Landing on Thanksgiving, and it's in escrow. The trailer park is in escrow.
Really?
You weren't at the meeting when Nicole brought that up, that she thought the two trailer parks, Johnson Landing and the Blue Inn trailer park, had been sold.
And are they going to stay as trailer parks?
I believe so. I think some people that want to develop the lithium have purchased these trailer parks so that their people can go in and set up their camping and stay there for a long-term weekend.
We can't use it anymore.
It's not going to be for off-highway.
Yeah,
that's the problem. It's going to be for the new upcoming mine that nobody's talking about.
And let's see who they bring in to do the mining. Since we're not allowed to do mining anymore.
No.
Oh, they'll just bring in some... miners from somewhere else.
Well, you know, we don't want to talk about the cobalt mines in the other countries and what
because it's just
horrible.
I've seen slavery of that
as it is with other cobalt mines.
Children
and the other lithium mines.
Let's see if they're union miners. Let's see if they're union miners.
Good luck with that.
I doubt that's going to happen. There's no way.
Let's talk about actual off-road stuff.
Hey, well, you brought it up.
This is off-road stuff, in my opinion. I go riding over there. That's right next to there's huge wind tunnels right there. There's on the north side of Glamis. That's where you're going to be doing your tour for the Desert Advisory Council.
Did you know
on the north side? That's only 40 miles from.
Did you know the wind generators are only good for 3 years?
The wind generators?
Yeah. Their life expectancy of those big windmills.
The entire windmill, or just like the generator
inside?
The
big generator up top.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
3 years.
With the, 3,000 gallons or 5,000 gallons of hydraulic oil per each
windmill? I went to Arizona. I went to Arizona the other day and I counted 4 of them with oil roaring down the shaft.
Yeah, you should take pictures of it and submit it to them.
And you should see what it takes to replace a generator.
That's the biggest crane. I don't know. All right.
Back to off road.
Can we talk to off road?
I'm going to just Corral Canyon. Make sure you're there December 9th. Tons of fun. Food, raffle prizes, toys for tots. Bring an unwrapped toy. Okay.
All right. We've been there.
Well, I know. No. What if somebody just tuned in?
Yeah.
You got to put your promoter hat on. You should bring this up at every break.
Yep. Because people come back for next
they're not like that sit glued to the radio for the whole hour.
Come to Corral Canyon December 9th.
No, we already did that. Don't double up.
Hungry Valley is a state vehicular recreation area about an hour north of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good, I think it's the second biggest SVRA. A lot of trails in there. So they're forming a new general plan. And a general plan guides the park in how they do stuff. So if they want to put in something like, let's say, a full hookup RV area, they need to put it in the general plan that we want to do that. And if it's not in the general plan, it's hard to do. So they're forming a new general plan, and they published a little document that said some of the stuff they want to do, and some of it had us scratching our heads. They want to put charging stations. So now the park is about a mile from Highway 5.
If
right?
that.
You go maybe but more than a half mile.
Yeah.
It's a little ways. It's not right next to the freeway. Well, they want to put charging stations right next to the freeway.
You can see the entrance from the freeway.
You can see the entrance, but you still got to go over the hill and a ways to get into the park. So having charging stations by the freeway, I'm not sure how that will help off-roaders.
No, they just want to use our OHV funds. They just want to use our OHV funds. That's all that's for.
Yeah.
So exactly. What money do they want to use to build this? And who is exactly going to be using this power? So that's something that went in the comment.
And then who's going to pay for the power?
And how are they going to power it? So you got to ask a lot more questions when you come out with news. Because we should know who's going to be paying for the power, who's going to pay for the installation, and who are these designated.
So the state made a little, like a one-page paper, and they said they want to put charging stations there. So they didn't give any details.
So
in my comment, I said, so who's going to pay for it?
Right.
And why is it in this location?
Who are they for? Who's it for?
So that's the comment that we so later on we'll find out what they really want to do, but we want to point out that it looks sneaky. So they want to put a UAV area near Quail Canyon. I've raced motocross there. That's on the south side of the park, and it hasn't been used in years, and it's kind of weird that they want to use that for drones. And are drones really off-road vehicles? That just seems weird.
No, of course not.
And so why would they want to use our money for drones?
So I can kind of see where that's coming from. I don't really know if it's like a drone area for you to like go learn how to use your drone or whatever. But I know several off-roaders that have drones that they paid, you know, $1,000 to $3,000 for a really nice drone that, as they're going off-roading and they're doing their tricks and they're going over stuff, the drone sets up and follows behind them as they go and videos them as they do it. So, but, I mean, I could see that being
a
thing.
Why? I mean,
because technically it's illegal when you do that if you don't get a permit to have the drone.
You have to have a license as well to have a drone.
You do have to have the license. You have to have an operator's license, the FCC operator's license to do it, as well as when you're on the Bureau of Land Management, it's illegal for you to be out there with the drone unless you get a permit and make them aware of you being out there.
So why do they want to designate this area?
I'm not exactly sure what that would do. So that's a very good
point. That's like designating Glamis.
Right, exactly.
Okay, because if you have a drone out of Glamis, you got to have a permit. And you have to have a license.
Yes.
But why would you, it's government of ours, I swear.
It's weird. And the area's been closed for a long time, and they don't mention like what they're going to do to bring back Quail Canyon.
Yeah.
They just said we want to do drones over there. I would love to see it open for motocross again, because it's a nice motocross area.
Yeah.
So it's just, they've introduced these questions that make me scratch my head. They said they want to bring in a full hookup RV area. Mm. Okay, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. A lot of off-roaders like to bring their RV and hook up, but is off-road vehicle money going to be used for that? Apparently so.
And then how much are they going to charge for it? And does it go back into the program? And who's going to manage it?
And who's going to manage it?
Well, hang on a second. Yeah, who's going to manage it? And what if non-off-road vehicle people want to go set up there? Do they take precedence over off-road vehicle people?
Because that's a huge thing right now.
Like, so what if you wanted to park there and go hunting in the forest nearby?
Yeah.
Or say I just want to go there and sit.
You just want to go. You're a snowbird. You wanted to get out of the snow and go. So what if it gets filled up with those guys and now the off-road people
can't get in?
Can't get in. So that needs to be looked at.
How many charging stations did you say? Did they give you a number?
They didn't say.
They just say charging stations.
So that's something that came up in the comments. On the good side, they want to put in a staging area near a Smith Fort campground. And they also, let's see, they're going to put in a new area for loading and unloading UTVs.
Well, that's huge because there's not a good destination right now. It's not because people just go up. It's not really like set up right now. It's just like a big squared open area. So if they actually designated it, people would have a little bit better of an idea
like
for trailer parking and such. Right.
Exactly.
Because people,
as opposed to just there's a beach.
Yeah.
Like,
just
a shore.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, that's good.
Well, there's one out of 45 minutes of radio.
There's one good thing.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Well, what happens with the general plan is this is now what's going to implement, and it's going to run the park for the next 30 years, because generally the plans are either 25, 30 years long, then they'll sunset.
They're supposed to go for 20 years, but it seems like
they're extending.
They can't quite get the next one done for another 5 or 10 years. So
yeah.
Audrey's right. It's 30 years.
Right.
So this was what they call the scoping phase, which is the very beginning. So that's the next phase will be the draft with alternatives for what they really want to do. And when the draft comes, comments will be important, because that will give us standing in any possible future litigation. So if they say, okay, we're not going to cut off off-roading in half the park now and save it for restoration, we can go in and say, no, we need to sue because you're not following, making it an off-road vehicle park. So anyway, so we're going to have very good comments come the draft stage, and that could take anywhere from 3 months to 2 years, probably being 6 or 9 months when the draft comes out.
Don't you have to comment in scoping and in draft to be able to file a lawsuit against
in the draft? Not in scoping.
Hold that answer till we come back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
The segment's brought to you by Lifestyle Garage in lovely Lakeside, right off of Winter Gardens Boulevard. 619-499-5323. Tony and Michelle have an amazing shop. Anything you need done to your vehicle, whether it's a stock vehicle or an off-road vehicle, they can do it. They use nothing but top quality parts and pieces, and they give you advice that's only have to do it one time. Another bonus, they have such a huge shop, and it's spotless, I might add. They also do lease vehicles. So if you have fleet. If you have a fleet business and you know how important it is to get your vehicle in and get your vehicle out, that's what Lifestyle Garage is all about. Give them a call. 619-499-5323. 619-499-5323. Tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. And don't forget Corral Canyon cleanup December 9th. Food, raffle prizes, bring an unwrapped toy. Take a run out. You're going to have the time of your life. Just go to SDORC.org to find out more information.
Yep. And you always feel better doing so too.
So if you want to sue a state agency who made a general plan that you don't agree with, you needed to make comments at the draft stage. You didn't have to make comments at scoping.
Okay.
Now at scoping, that's at the beginning. So it's easier to steer the agency at scoping than waiting for the draft.
Right.
Right. So it's good to let them know what you think at the beginning. So like, oh, okay, they're watching and they think we should do this. So we're going to go. So it's easier to do it at scoping. But for legal standing, you need to have comments at the draft stage.
Yeah, and it's very important to be active and actually get comments in, being aware of what's going on. If we can overwhelm them with comments, then you can actually really do push positions.
That sure can help.
It can really help. I know the Blue Ribbon Coalition succeeded in South Idaho with some management that they were doing in South Idaho, and they did a comment writing thing for their members, and they had over 400 members make comments to the Bureau of Land Management for a general plan on one of the parks up there, and it completely changed the outcome of what was going to happen, and it ended up in favor of off-roaders and hunters.
Nice.
Yeah, it really does make a difference.
Comments make a big difference, and you can find stuff. So the scoping, like, they had one page paper that said, we're interested in doing this, we're interested in doing that. So we can look at that, but you can't get technical with that. So when the draft comes out, it's going to be a whole bunch of pages. It could be 40 pages. It could be 200 pages. I'm not sure, but it'll be a lot of pages, and there'll be a lot of details in there. And some of those details will may possibly be wrong. And we can certainly point that out and say, oh, this is conjecture, or this is factually incorrect. And you're using that to support what you want to do over here. And we don't like what you want to do over here. So we think this whole thing is wrong. And if you find that kind of information, that they've made those mistakes, and you don't get what you want in the final, then that's when you can get a judge and a lawyer to help you with a lawsuit. So I hope we don't need to do that. It's just, that burns up money. It's frustrating. So we get good comments in, we can help steer the way it's going.
Yeah.
So we'll keep up with that. Hungry Valley is an important SVRA, and I want to keep it good for off-roading. I don't know about those charging stations. That's kind of, well, you know what? There's like, you know what a Stasic, those little kid scooters, the electric things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see having a charging station in the park, in the camping area for those. Okay.
The problem with that,
Johnny,
is
rides
that those
around.
Are only 110. You can do it with a camp generator.
Yeah.
They're not level 2. They're not lithium ion. They're just a little 110 charger that you can charge those guys up with.
Yep.
So that doesn't really.
Okay. Well, I hope they can put in a plug out there that they can plug those into.
Or why not just use the generator on your motorhome or your, you know, I mean, or carry a generator. And usually those batteries, they go a long time. Some little kid's going to have to ride the, you know, wheels off it to run the battery.
South Coast RV, Adam, his daughter and son, Mackenzie and Mikey, they had one out at the Lost Lizard.
Yeah,
and those kids rode all weekend until they left. And it didn't die at all.
The charge lasted a long time?
Yeah, it lasted all weekend, hours.
Because the little 110, telling you, the little 110 charger, and the little 110 batteries for those small items, they last for days. You don't have to fool with it. What they're going to put in is, they're going to put in, I'll bet you, of course they won't tell you, but they're going to put level 2, and they're going to put fast chargers. And I'm sure it has something to do with going from point A to point B, and there's nothing in between, and vehicles cannot make it from point A to point B without a charging system in the middle. So that you know, because they're trying to tell you that if you buy an electric vehicle, you can drive from here to LA, LA to San Francisco, and the only way they're going to make that happen is if they put some form of a charging. And you know, and I have to say, if you really stop and think about this whole issue with electric vehicles and charging stations, remember when we had horses and buggies and we went to automobiles? How many gas stations were there when the first automobile came out?
Not very many.
None. Zero. Because they didn't do it then, and they don't do it now. They didn't build the infrastructure to support automobiles. So the same growing pains they went through then, we're going through now. The only difference is Henry Ford figured out the only way to get this automobile up and running was to make it affordable.
Yep.
To where you can buy a Model T for $400-$500. And I say this once, I say it 100 times, even to the car manufacturers, where's the $10,000 electric car so the guy working
at
McDonald's?
You'll never have it. And then you'll never be able to afford the electricity to charge it. And you'll never be able to.
Well, it goes, but see, that's because they didn't put the infrastructure in.
No.
And they didn't put the
cart before the horse.
They didn't put the grid in. All they went is they want to do this. And
they have a China deal to bring the lithium over, and they need the motors.
Follow
they need the,
money.
The batteries. So that's what it is. It's all about
that. It's all about the money.
Yes.
Because if you look, it's interesting when you look at all the politicians that got into politics that were stone broke.
Yeah.
And now they're all multimillionaires.
How does that work?
What do you think?
They're making $130,000 a year. and then
they're leaving millionaires. I mean,
like they got tens of millions.
Bernie
of dollars.
Sanders has got 3 mansions. I mean, Obama's in a. I mean, they're all in. Even
now, isn't Bernie Sanders? Hasn't he been in government his whole? Well, his whole working career is in politics.
Yeah, and it's all benefited. Now, see, that's why.
How does that work?
I think that's where this problem with Biden is uncovering a dark secret that he's not the only one that's been, you know, look at Menendez. You know, Menendez was getting paid off by Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go after him. I think this is going to crack open a few things.
Oh, I hope they can crack this.
Drain the swamp. I mean, I.
By the way,
hope.
Hey, did you watch did you watch the debate the other day with Newsom and DeSantis?
No.
I think it was important even for the off-road community because to hear Newsom's side of it. By the way, California is the best state in the union. Lowest taxes, lowest fuel prices.
Yeah, he wouldn't answer any questions.
No
he
immigration
diverted
problem.
Everything on
no,
he what just, he said.
Did he say those things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, course. Yeah.
He said
wouldn't
lowest
answer
taxes.
Questions.
And he
oh,
wouldn't
yeah.
Answer
he demanded
anything.
It. He wouldn't
yeah.
answer one question. He just kept saying back what he was doing.
And how great we are.
Hey, let me switch gears really quick. We have one more thing coming up in 2 weeks. So San Diego Off-Road Coalition partners with Tierra del Sol, San Diego Four-Wheelers, and Tread Lightly. And we usually try to plan out and schedule the next 6 months of our trail maintenance days, our cleanups, so that we don't overlap or step on each other's toes for different events, different things that we have going on. If anybody is interested in joining us and helping us and being a team leader and helping plan, helping put on the event, you want to be involved in it, we need your help.
Don't you have a meeting Tuesday?
We have our general meeting, which is this Tuesday. It's going to be at the Ranch House in Santee at 6:30. We'll be there. We'll be discussing. But then the planning meeting is the following week after that. We're going to be getting together. The organizations are going to be getting together. I invited the San Diego FJ Cruiser Club, Michelle, to join us and a couple of others. I myself am trying to back out of pre-committing. I've been, I'm 12 years deep into doing this. I'm going to lose a lot of family members this next year, some of my elders. So I'm backing out. I am not going to be at this meeting. I will not be pre-committing myself for the next 4 to 6 months. I need other people to step up and help coordinate. So if you are interested, if you go to our events, if you go to Corral Canyon, if you go to Painted Gorge, if you go to Superstition, Valley of the Moon.
By the way, Valley of the Moon's having a cleanup January 28th.
Yes. So that's one of the ones, Valley of the Moon. We will be confirming that at this this meeting and planning and making sure that we have them all set up. So Smuggler's Gulch is usually around the same time. You get to know the trails, you get to know the areas, you get to know other team leaders and groups, all of us that volunteer and give our time.
Tell me about the meeting, when and where.
So I believe they're going to be setting up a Zoom portion of it from Tread Lightly, and I'm not sure if they have it actually chosen for when and where it's going to be yet. So just if you come to our general meeting and or if you're interested, email us at info@sdorc.org, and we will make sure that you get the invite to the meeting. It's going to be either the December 14th, 12th, 13th, or 14th, I think is what it is, next week. It's going to be in the evening time at 7 o'clock. So.
All right. So we're going to have to hit the road. Go to sdorc.org, and let's get these people some help. And
become a member. $25 annual membership. Till next time. Hopefully we'll see you at our meeting.
sdorc.org FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.